Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Jeremy Skillington, who's CEO at Poolbeg. How are you today, Jeremy?
Very well, Zach. All is good.
Right, seems to be a good start for the year for life sciences stocks in general, which is obviously good news because it's been on the back foot for maybe a few years now. But you've got your own news at Poolbeg regarding the strategic expansion of POLB001 into oncology. Maybe you can tell us a bit more about that.
Yes, happy to do so. You're absolutely right. A fast start of the year. As you know, we announced last week around looking at some of the early data in our LPS challenge study, and that's all looking very positive. So very excited about that. And yes, we did say that IPO, we'd look beyond severe influenza for other applications for POLB001. And while we were investigating the role of cytokine release syndrome or CRS or cytokine storms in severe influenza, we discovered data specific to an overt immune response in CAR T cell patients that suggests that POLB001 could play a role there for a treatment for adverse events that occurs with patients who receive these CAR T cells. And just to explain, I mean, CAR T is kind of a new methodology for treating usually hematological cancers. But again, there's a very good success rate, but there's significant adverse events. So we filed a patent application for the use of POLB001 in oncology, again, covering the method of use of all P38 inhibitors for CAR T treatment. Again, as I said, to reduce these adverse events that these patients get following treatment. So, and CAR Ts are growing. As I said, a very exciting space. There's curative, there's cures being observed, and the CAR T cell market is going to grow to approximately $6 billion by 2031. So while the efficacy rate is good, as I say, the side effects of the adverse events are an issue. So here we are hoping now that POLB001 expanding into this area will provide benefit to patients. And of course, strengthening our IP possession and position for out-licensing as well, partnering in this space, because we know it'll generate a lot of interest. So, it's leveraging the science, leveraging our understanding of these cytokine release syndromes, CRS, and expanding the utilities aspects for POLB001.
So what are the next steps for POLB001?
Yeah, as I say, the key now is to, we're obviously, continuing the data analysis when it comes to the LPS challenge study, and partnering will move forward at pace from there. And again, as I said, then and now we're kind of building out the discussions around moving this into a clinical testing for CAR T cell therapies as well. So again, as we've always said, from a Poolbeg standpoint, generating early human clinical data is a key value driver. And again, with the interest in CAR T cells and treatments, and with the side effects that are an issue, we feel that there's going to be, again, driving value here. So, the plan, as I say, is to kind of move forward and to get, the necessary data, non-clinical data and regulatory feedbacks, et cetera, to move into oncology clinical testing in 2023.
You talk about data and it's analyzing data. Quite a few of your recent RNSs have been peppered with with AI, artificial intelligence. Is that a key part of how you're analyzing the data now?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we're analyzing the data that's from the LPS challenge study, with our statisticians. So they're kind of using their work. The AI collaborations is looking at the disease progression data that we have, that we license in RSV and influenza, and with partners 1-3 and Cytoreason. So that's looking for newer drugs targets and ultimately newer drugs. So the use of AI, as you rightly commented on, it's a very exciting space for the industry, and we're kind of at the forefront there. And I think we just came back from our JP Morgan conference in San Francisco to talk about Poolbeg, to talk about POLB001. And to talk about our AI programs, and there's a great deal of interest there. So again, we've lots of follow-ups from those meetings, from those discussions. So as I say, my voice is a little hoarse from all of the discussions we had during the week. So again, very exciting times for Poolbeg, and as I say, expansion into this oncology indication we see has particular potential significant value driving.
And just finally, we've seen quite a few life sciences stocks, including your own, have a good start in terms of the share prices to 2023. Do you think that the life sciences era is getting into a new golden age?
A golden age. I mean, that's a very good comment. I think you're right. It's been in the doldrums for a while. But I think with companies like Poolbeg, you know, and we said this last year, you know, where us and others had, you know, suffered from share price declines, and we have rebounded nicely now. But we kept doing what we said we'd do. We kept on executing. We stayed focused on our objectives, and we're hitting a milestone. So I think that gives, you know, breeds new confidence back into the markets that, you know, that we've you know, we've ridden the rough waves, and you know, we're coming out the other end. As I say, we have lots of programs ongoing, lots of exciting collaborations, lots of important discussions going on. So I think we're just executing, and that's Poolbeg as a whole, and maybe the other companies are doing the same, and a bit more confidence coming back to the market, as it should be. Because again, it's a terrific time for healthcare. There's always unmet medical needs. The science borders are being pushed forward. So great understanding of what needs to be done. And of course, scientifically, then what can be done, and excellent teams behind it. So I hope you're right. I hope the confidence is kind of filtering back into the markets, and you know, people see that we're executing on strategies, and you know, we're driving value for our shareholders.
Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.